It's time for our Mountain City Coaches Show, and this week the Mountain City Panthers continue on in the playoffs as they come off last week's opening round playoff win over the Southwest Livingston squad, 62-38. We hear that score and kind of go, well, that was pretty good margin of victory. Coach, that was a real interesting ball game. You got a pretty good lead on the Wildcats, and they came back, played you awfully, awfully well the second half.
Yeah, I was impressed by that team that they didn't. You know, they didn't do anything differently the second half than they did the first. They kept playing hard, and, you know, I mean, it was a real testament to their coaching and just the character of their kids that they really did play a good second half. And, you know, if those two halves would have been reversed, we'd have been in trouble.
They came in with the team with 11 guys suited up. You look across there and you just go, well, I wonder how good that team can be with only 11 players, but they had enough. Those eight that were playing were doing a nice job.
Yeah, I told our kids, don't focus on that. You know, they can put eight out there like we can put eight out there. And, you know, we were impressed by them. I mean, that was, they were a physical team and played really hard. And I feel like looking back at this season, we'll consider that one of our really legitimate wins.
I guess when they get 38 points, you start worth thinking about defense because we know what's coming with St. Joe Christian this week. What let them get that many points on your defense? Just good execution by them, or did you have some things you want to work on?
Well, we've had trouble up front, you know, with technique the entire year. Our defensive front, you know, we still have work to do. I mean, it's getting late to be talking about technique and drill work, but I mean, we're going to have to do some things differently up front than we did last week to have a chance this week for sure.
We'll come back. We'll talk about this week's game with St. Joe Christian after this timeout. Welcome back to our Mountain City Coaches Show. Our visit with head coach Brian Messer as the Panthers get ready for the Missouri eight-man semifinals this week. Coach, St. Joe Christian's coming here as an awfully good football team and a team that you guys know awfully well. This is at least, I don't know how many times you played them in the last 4 years. I'm thinking this might be the sixth or seventh game. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, I think that's about right.
They're apparently an offensive juggernaut, just like we expect them to be every year. What's different this year from years past with this team? Any ideas?
I just think experience, and I think their speed, you know, for their entire team across the board. I think this is the fastest team they've had, and a lot of these kids played in a lot of those games that you were talking about, so their experience level is really high. There's no intimidation factor facing Mound City with them, I know. In fact, I think they're really, you know, they're excited for their chance to knock us off this year.
Yeah, that's the one thing that's always got to be on their side. I mean, 3 years of total frustration on their part, losing the championship game three times the same team, they've got to be thinking about that a lot in the back of their mind.
I think so, and I really, you know, I know that Coach Jewell and the kids believe they've got the team to do it this year too, so there won't be any discrepancy on talent level or personnel by any means.
They run a two-quarterback system, but you tell me that's okay.
Yeah, we really haven't prepared for either one of those two individually. They do both can run and throw, and they both run in the tight formation and the spread, and both are good at what they do. So, you know, I don't think there'll be any difference in the quarterbacking from a defensive standpoint, really.
And do we expect them to throw it a lot or run it?
They'll be really mixed. I think they're the most balanced team they've had, too, and they have excellent receivers, experienced guys that are, you know, they have good speed and they have great hands. I've seen them make some tremendous catches throughout the year, and so they can just do both. I mean, they'll mix it together, and they'll be hard to defend.
Obviously, you don't mind a bit playing this game at home.
No, we needed that. I think that might, you know, at least give us a chance, and I think our kids will be excited, you know, that we're at home. And, you know, it's just our community, and it makes it a special place, and it'll be a special game.
Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. We'll talk to you in the pregame show on Friday night.
Okay, thank you.
That's our Mountain City Coaches Show for today on Sunny 101.3.